Revelation.
Introduction. We find ourselves in front of the last book of the New Testament and indeed of the whole Bible. Its name is already telling us about its content, revelation, manifestation of what is hidden. Two styles are found in the composition of this book. On the one hand, the prophetic style as found in the prophets Isaiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, and on the other, the apocalyptic style as it clearly appears in the book of Daniel and the Apocrypha. In the prophetic part, a series of advices are gathered, addressed to the seven churches of Asia: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. We could take these as warnings to the universal church. It praises some of its achievements while at the same time calling attention to some aspects of its life that have to be amended and changed. The apocalyptic part tells us about the signs at the end of the world, the famous seven seals and the four horsemen of Revelation. Later on, it presents the great confrontation where the power in the kingdom of our God is victorious, concluding with a great final manifestation of the new heavens and the new earth. The main character and central figure of this book is the sacrificed and risen Messiah, receiving the emblematic title of Lamb, as John the Baptist applied it to Jesus, describing him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This powerful, enigmatic, and symbolic book has fascinated readers and artists. Unfortunately, many did not know how to read and interpret the book, therefore misunderstanding its content and reaching partial and illegitimate interpretations and conclusions. Formerly, it was thought that the author was the Apostle John, the writer of the Gospel. There are a series of coincidences: the name appearing at the beginning of the book, the mentioning of the island of Patmos seemed to confirm it. Very few today accept this identification. It seems, nevertheless, that the description of difficulties and persecutions mentioned in the book refer to the persecution of Diocletian in the years 81 to 96 of our era.